I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Today, we are having a conversation with your favorite co-host.
Yes.
Guest host.
It's my sister. My sister.
Katie Keller-Schnetzer. Listeners, if you can't tell already, I am with two women here who I would call game show excited. So, Katie, before you got here, I asked Steph, hey, do you have any stories you'd like to share tonight? She's like, nope, sure don't. I'm like, Steph, can you try? You're like, I can try. Like, this is episode 140. You know how this works. Like, at least come to the table with one story.
Dang it. It'll come to you.
It will. Once we keep talking, it will.
But we had to have a conversation. So Steph and I went to our godson, Will's soccer game.
Yes, I'm so proud.
Here's the thing. Soccer games, not as loud as basketball games.
Apparently, you don't cheer as much.
What?
No one told me.
To the point where I'm like, can you please stop being so loud right now?
Because time.
This is a high school soccer game. This isn't like little kids. This is high school on the football field. We're in the stands with our close friends, Paul and Michelle.
Yes.
Our godson out there is goalie, and Steph is screaming.
Obviously.
He's such a stud.
Stud.
Of course
screaming
I'm going to.
At the poor kid who's like 50 yards away. And I'm like, Steph, please stop. First off, he can't hear you. He is out on the field like 50 yards away. And Paul goes, actually, I'm pretty sure he can hear it, Steph. He's like, but feel free, Steph. If you want to continue embarrassing your husband, perfectly fine.
Go for it. I bet Will appreciated it.
I think so.
We need to ask him.
We should ask
Will. Did you hear it, Steph, yelling as soon as she got out of the car?
Well, it was funny because we were walking and they introduced him. I'm like, of course, I lost it and screamed for him. And Kevin's just shaking his head as we're going up the stands. I let everyone know who we were there for, didn't I?
Way to make an appearance. So we sat down. I'm like, hey, I brought the loud one with me here. I'm sorry.
But to clarify, this doesn't make any sense to me because soccer fans worldwide are known as being crazy.
So loud.
So loud.
They have cowbells.
Yes.
They have everything.
The didgeridoo. Ooh. You know that thing?
What is that?
That thing, the didgeridoo.
The what?
Mm-hmm.
Didgeridoo.
Oh, he's looking
it up.
Yeah,
he's going to look
it up.
Yep.
Prove her wrong.
Yep. You play that sound.
No,
nailed
it. Vuvuzela.
That's from Crocodile Dundee.
I knew what she meant.
No, it's this red plastic thing.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, look up the didgeridoo. That's a thing.
That's a vuvuzela.
A vuvuzela. Are you sure that's how you say it?
Nailed it. But no, apparently high school games, not like EuroLeague games.
That's upsetting.
I was upset. I was going to fit right in.
You were. They throw things.
They're very quiet and calm here. At this Christian school, they were very calm.
Yes. Were they in Christian playing Dayton Christian? They were not as loud as what Steph was expecting.
Dang it.
I'm sorry, can we go back to the didgeridoo, a musical instrument of the Aboriginal peoples?
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, I did not get that reference, obviously.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Why? We knew it.
We nailed it.
That is not what they blow at soccer games.
You don't know that. You haven't been there.
But the fact that she remembered what a didgeridoo was from Crocodile Dundee circa 1986?
Six?
I'm impressed. You're welcome, listeners.
We'll fun fact here from Katie and Steph. I will not ask you how to spell that, though. So, it is the end of summer now. Mm-hmm. We went on vacations, family vacations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we should share some stories about our family vacations this summer. So, you went to Lake Erie.
We did.
With your husband yep. and two sons.
Yep.
How was that?
You know what? Mike has been telling me this would be such a good trip for like 5 years. We stayed in Port Clinton, and then every day we went on a different adventure.
Okay.
So we went to Cedar Point one day. We went to Kelly's Island one day. We went to Put-in Bay one day. We went to an African drive-through safari. So Mike is not the party planner. He is not the event planner of our vacations.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. He has ideas on where we go big picture, but I do all the party planning. I do all the daily events.
Okay.
So I had heard about this African wildlife safari, and it was a drive-through, and the day that we were going to go, it was iffy weather-wise, and it was like, is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? And I was like, if we're in the car, it's cool, and animals don't care. Animals get wet, right? No problem. So what I didn't tell Mike is when I was booking the tickets, I just did a quick Google search on experiences and how people, they loved it or didn't love it. There were so many 5-star reviews. So many. There was one 1-star review.
1-star?
Yeah. And the person showed a picture of their windshield, which was shattered.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The windshield. The, yeah. Not like the side window.
No.
The front of the car.
The windshield. So evidently, they had went at a time where the animals were very hungry. And I believe the review was that they didn't buy food or they didn't give enough food.
Yeah. We'll show you what's up. Give me 3 peanuts. That's all you got.
So they're going through this drive-through and the animals are just looking at them. And this steer was like, this isn't working for me. I'm hungry. And I think the animal walked up to the car, looked in the windshield, and the lady didn't have any food.
Like, we just ran out.
Yeah, like, we don't have any food. And it rammed her car. Legit rammed her car. And she said, beware, they did not replace my windshield.
After I signed that agreement, yeah. That waiver.
Yeah, it's in the fine print when you get your tickets. So I didn't tell that to Mike, as obviously.
So why don't you tell the listeners how Mike is with his car?
When I met Mike, he drove a Jeep Cherokee, and he loved his car so much, and he took such good care of
pristine.
This thing. Oh my gosh, it was mint. He would yell at me if I did not pick my feet up and put my feet in the car. If I drug it and I got the threshold all muddy, he would get super ticked. Additionally, I had a cup one day. I was drinking something and I dare put it in the cup holder. It left a ring and he was like, wah! You don't do that. So that's how much Mike, he just takes care of his thing.
Yes, he does.
But his car and your car, Katie.
Yes.
They are always clean.
Yes.
You're
yes.
always spotless.
Spotless. So clean.
Like, I don't want to ride with your husband because I'm afraid of
oh,
getting
yes.
his dirtying vehicle.
Dirtying the car. Yes. Doing dirty. Anything. You would never know you had 2 boys if you would go into your car. Had no clue.
Well, I remember we were somewhere. It may have been at Myrtle Beach. And we had gone to the beach. He would not let you guys get back in the car. You
we
rode in the trunk.
Beach. Yeah, he threw us in the trunk.
You threw
yes.
me in the trunk with a hatch, right?
Yeah, the hatch up.
And all 3 of you
plus
were on
Steven.
A beach towel.
Steven, myself, Sam, and Alex were in the back of his car, SUV, with the hatch up like hillbillies.
Yes.
Because we weren't allowed to be on the leather.
Did not want to get seen on this vehicle. And when you say Steven, that is a 45-year-old adult.
Yes.
Yeah. 6 foot plus.
He's not letting in his car because he's got sand on his feet.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's who we're talking
That's
about.
That's what
here.
We're talking mm-hmm. about. And I took him to an African
drive-thru. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
You're going to love it.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, before you pull in, are you nervous?
Yeah.
And does he know what he's getting into?
No. Nah. So, what are you getting into? Like, do you sign a waiver? Is there a standby food for the animals?
Okay, and I had pre-bought the food because I knew that if we went through and they were like, would you like to buy some food? He'd be like, heck no, I don't want to buy food. Not in my car. No, because it was leaf lettuce, carrots, and pellets.
Okay.
So, I bought a package.
Uh-huh.
We had 2 cups of pellets, okay. 2 cups of produce.
Okay.
And what animals are you expecting to see here?
Okay. I knew we were going to see giraffes.
Okay.
And zebras.
Which is the one
apparently
that,
a longhorn.
Yeah. Like, was it like a longhorn? Was it a bison?
Well,
was
I knew bison. But I didn't look up on the website to see exactly what we were going to see. And my hope is that that animal had died by now.
Or they're extinct.
Yeah.
Well, now that you say that, I remember someone telling me about the safari and told me, hey, you might want to take a rental car to the safari.
Ooh.
If you don't want to use your car, because there is a risk that they could damage your car. So I remember them saying that now that you're mentioning this.
God.
I'm like, that's actually a good idea.
Ooh.
Just get renter's insurance.
Get that,
car.
Pay that $20.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Enterprise.
And you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. So I knew, obviously, it was a drive-thru. I knew you gave the animals food, and that's about all I knew.
Uh-huh.
That was it. So we pull in, and she was like, did you want to order some food? I was like, I already got the food. I prepaid. I prepaid, and Mike's looking at me like, what kind of food did you buy? So we give the boys, they had leafy lettuce. It was like long stems of romaine, and it was in these giant, big gulp cups. And then Mike and I got these pellets. And when I say pellets, they're like the size of quarters. They're big.
Oh, okay.
Big okay. Pellets, okay? So we pull in, and at first when you pull in, there's like these really cute deer. And you're like, oh, that's adorable. And Mike's like, look, boys, roll down your windows, kids, feed the deer. The largest cow I've ever seen in my life. With horns that legit span. How long is this dining room table? What is this? Seven, eight foot?
Yeah, 7 or 8 feet.
Yeah. Those were the horns.
The horns?
Yes. Those were the horns on this thing. And there was a herd of them.
It's getting close to your car.
Mike is starting to sweat, you guys. He's like, he's closing his eyes. And the animal sensed it.
The
know
fear.
What I mean?
Uh-huh.
He could sense it. And he was like looking at us, sizing us up. Mike was like, everybody, roll up the windows. Do not make eye contact. Look at the ground. Hide the food. Hide the food.
Do not make eye contact.
So this herd of animals, the people in front of us, they gave all their food to these animals.
Really?
Probably because they were scared to
right.
death. They were like, take whatever you want. Do you want my wallet?
And this is the first group you're seeing?
The very first thing.
Oh,
it is the
no.
very behind the sweet little deer is these giant cows I have never seen. They're not longhorns because they're from Africa. But they are just massive. And Mike described them as can openers. They had can openers on each side of their heads. And so he's having a moment.
You didn't see those on the website, did you?
No. Nope, I didn't. Nope,
you're,
I didn't.
But you're like, I bet that's the animal.
I bet that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one-star review, that one there.
So he's like, everybody, hide your food. Do not make eye contact. He was like, boys, look at the ground. And I was just closing my eyes. I was like, sweet Jesus, please don't let this animal.
So Mike's driving just straight ahead. Like, he's got this animal on his left. No, I'm not looking. I'm not looking, just straight ahead.
Yep, not make eye contact.
And you've got a 6-year-old and a 8-year-old.
6 and 7.
Yes, expecting them to not look at the humongous animal that is right outside their window.
That is eye level with them. Mike's like, he used some expletives. And he was like, this thing could open up our car case. Did you know about this?
You are listening to the Tell Us a Good Story podcast on the AM/FM 24/7 network.
Why don't we tell you one of our fun stories from our vacation? Steph, go ahead and share it, since you're coming to the table with one story.
Mine was the pony story. Do you know what a pony is? Baby horse! That's
close! So did you think a mini horse when I said mini horse? Did you think that was a baby pony? You did. He did.
I did.
He just thought that was a newborn.
Wait. What a miniature horse is?
Listen.
Do you know what a miniature horse is?
I thought
answer
it was
the
like
question.
The little person version of a horse.
Oh, no. I'll call you Pony Boy.
Come on, Steph. Baby horse.
But is it?
You were very offended.
I was.
You were.
What's a pony?
Very offended.
It's a baby horse.
Come on, Steph.
I need to just stay quiet every time we're on animals because apparently I don't know my animals.
You don't.
Kevy, you need flashcards. Before you go in public, you need flashcards.
Yes! Elle has to do flashcards at night with her
math
facts. With her math facts. You need it with your animal facts.
That's awful. So, on our trip to Myrtle Beach. Well, there's one from last year that we haven't told yet.
Okay.
Last year, Katie, we got to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
And we got there on a Friday night.
We drove all day.
All day.
We drove all day. We literally were on the road maybe 2 hours, and Elle projectile vomited.
Oh.
In the car.
Everywhere.
In West Virginia, with through the hills. And
It was awful. So it's been a long day. So we get there. Kevin's like, let's go to the beach. Kids are super excited. We make it to the beach. And what does Kevin want? He wants to be buried.
No, I don't want to be buried. That's what the kids have been talking about all day. Mm. We want to bury Dad in the sand.
Mm.
You thought that was my idea? Like, hey, kids, once we get to this beach, you know what we should do? Bury me. No, that's not how that works. That's like the last thing I want to happen.
It's I've been awful. Waiting 12 hours for this moment. Be buried alive.
Yes, to get sand everywhere.
Every crevice.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yes, when you get in the shower, you're like, oh, my gosh. It's everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, that was not my idea. But we get there, and the kids want to bury me.
Mm.
Well, Tate is acting up. He's tired.
What? Is he three then?
He's three.
He's tired. He didn't
not
sleep
listening.
Much.
Long
wasn't
day.
Listening. I'm going to take Tate up to the room.
Yeah.
Kevin, you stay down here and get buried alive.
Well, I am by this point. I am buried alive. I'm
so
buried
I'm like,
in the sand up to my neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they have done for the past half hour.
Yeah. So I pick up everything that I need to. I'm taking Tate. I get halfway there. I don't have a key. And then I get mad.
Yep.
Because Kevin has the key.
Yep.
And I'm like, why didn't he tell me? Don't forget the key. But again, I'm hangry. I'm tired. I have a fussy, whiny 3-year-old.
Yep.
I go all the way back down. I say, Kevin, I need the key. And he's like, oh.
It's in my left pocket. And my left pocket happens to be buried in the sand right now.
Yep.
So.
That's not a quick fix.
No. I was just going to stand up.
Mm-hmm. I wanted him to stand up. Just stand up. Give me the key.
Did the kids want me to stand up? No, because they had taken a half hour to bury their father in the sand. So they start digging to my left pocket, trying to get this key, while I have got a hangry wife standing there, daggering me.
Not into
not
it.
Not happy.
No.
Like, I was supposed to know that.
Yeah, she's like, give me a shovel.
Sorry.
Give me the shovel.
Give it to me.
So she's just going to start stabbing me with a shovel. That's a terrible idea as well. So no, that didn't go so well with Mrs. Mason. She was not really happy about that.
No.
So this year, we made sure that the hotel key was not in my pocket when the kids buried me in the sand. But the most memorable experience that we had was we went to Margaritaville.
Yep, we went to Margaritaville, Broadway at the Beach. Had so much fun there. And then we're like walking.
Walking out. We're leaving.
Walking out to get to the van. There was like benches sat up. I'm like, oh, is there a show? Because last year there was a Disney Princess show and I was answering all the trivia. With all the kids beside me.
And Steph's got her arm fully raised every single question, like, pick me, pick me, pick me. And it's like,
I know this one.
Let the 6-year-old girl in the back have a chance of answering the question.
So I got excited, like, are they doing it again?
Yes,
I'm right. Like, what are we doing here?
And we went up and asked,
yes.
Hey, is there a show going on? And yes, in 10 minutes,
yes.
We're going to have a fire show.
Fire show.
Ooh. Okay. Oh. We can wait 10 minutes.
Yes.
For sure.
We are all in.
Sit.
Kids were all about it.
Yes.
Yep.
So we stayed. We're going to watch this fire show.
Guess okay. Who's in the front row?
You were.
I sure was.
Mrs.
Yes,
Mason.
Girl.
I was.
So, Katie, in the past, when you've gone and seen a show,
yes.
Okay, whether it's Cirque du Soleil
yes.
Or a street magician
yes.
Or someone in Vegas, hypnotist, we're always in awe of their talent, their skill, what they do, and you're not necessarily concerned that they're going to mess up or anything, right? Because you're always in awe of what they do.
Ah.
This was not one of those shows. Okay. Ooh. This was not one of those shows. So there's four people in this quote fire show.
Yes.
All right. There's four people in the show: a pirate, a mad scientist, a gypsy, and a ninja. Now, the only person who did not mess up during the show was the gypsy.
Yeah, she
the gypsy
was
actually really good.
Phenomenal.
She was really good.
She was phenomenal.
But when you look at these four entertainers, performers, you're like, okay, they're not ready for the big time just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't suggest you start applying for America's Got Talent, right? Because they're still kind of amateur hour here.
Yeah. They're, with fire. With things that could
well,
kill
eventually,
them.
They get to fire. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, pirate comes out. And he's the MC of this show. And Steph, how many people were there? 25, 30, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, it's 7:30 at night, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
He introduces the mad scientist. Okay, so the mad scientist comes out. She's got this table. And she lights something on fire, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of her science experiments. Turns it on fire. And then she starts juggling. We're like, oh, okay, all right.
Okay.
She starts juggling. But the juggling isn't, like, really good. It's like passing it one
hot
hand
potato.
To another. Yes,
yes
like a hot
yes,
potato.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you're like, oh, okay. Is that the trick? You don't know. And then
warming up.
Then the pirate on the side of the stage starts like applauding, starts clapping like really loud. Or like, oh, okay. He wants us to sit there and like claps. Like, oh, okay. The hot potato, that was the actual trick. That wasn't part of something else. So you're like, okay, maybe this isn't professional hour here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then she gets another hot potato, I guess, and she starts juggling even more. Well, she drops one on the floor.
Oh.
And they're standing on a wooden deck.
Oh.
This fire show. So an assistant on the side runs over, grabs the baton.
No, she puts like a fire blanket over it.
That's what it was.
Yeah, she puts a fire blanket over it.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, okay. That was legitimately
that's not
she
part
messed
of the
up.
Show.
That was not part of the
that's
show.
That's not part of the show.
Okay. So then she ends her little section of it, and then this is it comes out, pulls off the fire blanket. Okay, we're good, right? Like, we didn't burn the deck.
Yeah.
Okay? So then the next person comes out, the gypsy. Mm-hmm. Gypsy was good.
She was phenomenal.
She was good.
Gypsy, super good.
Oh,
she was good.
She was so good.
Uh-huh. Okay, so she did not mess up.
Yeah.
Then the third person comes on, the ninja. And I've never been to a show where I thought they could possibly burn the place down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because I'm always in awe and I have a confidence in them. Like, they are professionals here. I'm not concerned with them messing up.
Throwing fire into the audience.
Yes. Or causing damage to themselves physically or anything. Okay.
Yes.
So when there is an actual threat that they may cause injury to themselves or to a spectator, your attention is elevated. Okay.
For sure.
I am focused on what they are doing. Like, you have my attention.
Yes.
Okay. So the ninja comes out. He starts doing this fire stuff, like with a ring and all this stuff. And it's probably 30 seconds into his performance, and he catches himself on fire.
No. He did? Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah. To the point where Kevin and I grab each other, and we are getting ready to stand up. I'm getting ready.
As a nurse.
Yes.
So he caught his lapel
mm-hmm.
on fire. And Steph, being the nurse,
yeah,
you're probably thinking, I'm going to have to save burn victims
yeah.
tonight.
Yes, yes.
So what do you think my wife does in the front row? She is like yelling at the ninja, you're on fire! She's like
trying to show him, like, with her shirt, like, your shirt's on fire.
He doesn't feel that.
No! No! The pirate's trying to calm me down.
The pirate's like, hey, calm down, lady. We got this. We got this.
I'm like, are you sure? Because he's on fire. He's on fire.
So the pirate, like, calm down. We got this, right?
Oh, okay.
And so he stops juggling or doing his thing with the fire rings.
Yeah.
He pats himself down and put the fire out.
Yeah.
So.
No big deal.
Right. He was very calm.
He was. More than we were.
Apparently he's done that before.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's like, he pats himself down, puts the fire out. And then, of course, same thing. He keeps doing his performance. And your attention is elevated, like.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah. Or if he drops a ring, is it going to roll down here? In front of me and my family, are we going to have to pick up and just haul our rear ends out of here with your parents, our three little kids? It has my attention.
We were so close, you know, because I was in the front row. We were so close. A couple of times, there was a wind issue. It was very windy that night, too.
Oh.
But they would, you know, want their fires to be even bigger. So when they would throw whatever on them to make them bigger, you felt the heat.
Oh.
Right? To the point where Emmy got scared. She moved in the second row with mom and dad.
Oh.
So we were feeling it, right? Yeah. But I cheered them on.
Obviously.
I cheered them on the
positive
whole
reinforcement.
Time,
yes.
Right?
So then it's the pirate's turn.
Mm-hmm.
So the pirate comes out and he's juggling something, but he's dropping them on the ground every 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's not that good. So then he's got to up the ante. Then he moves the swords.
Oh. Okay.
And then Steph's like, oh my gosh, now he's juggling swords? Okay. So then he gets on this balance thing.
Yes.
This balance, it looks like a skateboard on top of a...
On top like of a, like a can.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A can of soup. You know, it was bigger, but that's kind of what we're...
So he's balancing that and he's like, I'm going to promote myself up to swords. And you're like, you couldn't juggle bowling
pins. Please don't.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So he starts juggling swords. And of course, he's dropping the swords. A few times, you're like, oh my gosh. Then,
let's
go next level. So then, they light the swords on fire. It says like, oh good lord, now he's juggling fire.
What?
Like, what is going on? So he's juggling fire. And I don't think he dropped.
He didn't.
He didn't drop any of the fire. But we're like, what makes you think you can juggle the fire and you're ready for that?
Nope.
Right?
Nope,
and that you're not going to burn the place down.
Nope.
So this is over-the-top entertainment. Like, I am incredibly entertained right now.
Yes.
But I'm also
fearful.
Concerned as well that they're going to harm themselves in some way because they still need to work
on
their...
Or they're going to set the whole thing on fire.
Yes.
They're going to burn the place down.
Yes.
One of the two.
One of the two.
Yeah.
So how long was this? 25 minutes probably?
25, 30, yeah.
So then the gypsy came out. Got the microphone. Hey, just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. This was an amazing crowd, especially this woman here in the front row. Like, well, thank you, ma'am, for all your positive encouragement tonight as we were performing.
Yeah.
So, end the performance. And then, of course, Steph runs up to the stage. She has to hug all four, like the pirate and the
bring
gypsy.
It in.
Bring
we
it
did
in.
It.
We get a picture.
We made everyone safe.
Like,
everyone
we made it through.
One piece.
I didn't have to save any burn victims tonight.
I was so happy.
And then they had to get a picture with Steph.
Obviously.
So we got a picture with Steph. And then the kids went over, and our kids and Steph got a picture with these four entertainers.
Oh, my gosh, I have to see
but
it.
But then they're like, you know, we're doing another show. I'm like, oh!
Tonight, and you should come.
And they're like, we'd really like it if you were there. I'm like, okay. I'm like, is it the same kind of show?
Yeah, I'm like, is it fire?
Is it?
And they're like, no, this is LED lights. This one. I'm like,
okay.
Thank God.
I'm like,
we don't need a fire marshal at this one.
And the kids thought it was the best show ever. Because it shows you adult perspective versus the kids. If you ask them today, their favorite
that
part
was their favorite. Yes, that's
of the
true.
Whole vacation was the fire show.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's so fun just to hear the kids. They're like, oh, it was so cool. I'm like, yeah, Daddy and I almost ran up on stage and put ourselves over the person to put their fire out.
Yes.
Stop, drop, and roll. That's what I wanted to say.
friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.